We're here today with Lori Morgan Ferrero of RedHotCopy.com. Now, I must tell you, Lori is absolutely amazing. She has written ad copy for people such as Mark Victor Hansen, Les Brown, Sean Phillips, and so many others. And she has a great story. So, Lori, we're excited to have you here with us today. And obviously, we know how hard it is to get an interview with you, so we do appreciate it. Now, tell me, Lori, just how important is ad copy today?
Well, let's see. You truly can't have marketing without copy, honestly. I mean, if you have a website, if you have a brochure, if you have whatever, an email, they all consist of words. And that's what copy really is, frankly, is the words in your marketing message. The traditional definition of copy is actually salesmanship in print, and that's been the definition since like the 1920s, and it still works. But nowadays, because we're in the information age and we use copy everywhere, if you don't have good words, you don't have a tight message, you're not going to get anybody's attention to sit there and read it. People don't have to be bored, and they won't. If they're bored by your copy or they're not getting it, what it is that you offer, they're gone. There's too many other things for us to do. We're all really busy. So copy has everything to do with your marketing. It's literally the DNA of your marketing. You cannot have marketing without copy, period. So I sound passionate about that.
Yes, it is. It's the DNA or maybe even a secret weapon. And so, I mean, actually, you do call it a secret weapon, right?
Yeah, I do. And it's funny to me because so many people don't really recognize how powerful the words are in what it is that you're marketing. I'll give you an example. I got an email. You probably get these too, like affiliate emails. It's like a canned email that somebody wrote who wants all their friends to promote it to their list, right? So they'll write one email and they'll go, please promote my la 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 to your list. And so I'm getting all these emails in my inbox from all these different people who are associated with the same person who wrote the original email. One woman went to the trouble of actually making it her own and writing it in a much more exciting way. And she's actually happened to be a student of mine, by the way.
Good.
But, yeah. But it was so engaging, you know? Like, I wanted to be a part of this program because of the words I was reading. And it makes all the difference in the world. So I call it the secret weapon because a lot of people really underestimate copy. They underestimate how important the words are, and it's, I guess, being mired in copy and words and marketing every day, to me, I just want to, like, thonk them upside the forehead and go, come on, you have to see the clear picture here. There's a definite connection with how you say things, how you word things, the order your words are in, and your sales. Hello.
Right.
It's just like, hello. It's
well, you know who's the worst, don't you?
Who?
Webmasters.
Oh. Yeah, they are. Oh, yes.
Self-proclaimed webmasters.
I know. They love their graphics. And, hey, I like graphics, too. But they love the flash and the just, you know, like the scrolling stuff that you can't really copy and paste if you want to write someone else's copy.
And then all of a sudden you got, like, 8-point type all over the page that you can't read. You know, it's all pushed together in one paragraph.
Yeah. They are. I know. It's sad. And I have to say there are those who recognize that weakness and they will go out and learn it. And that's smart. That's very smart. It's such a good investment in yourself to understand how copy can improve your image and your sales, you know?
Well, especially when you're talking about, you said investment in yourself, hiring a copywriter can be pretty expensive.
Yes. Yes, let me tell you. Copywriting is the most expensive skill that you can actually outsource. It's very expensive. It's sickly expensive. I can't even believe how much we get paid. I can, really, because it's an investment in your business, and it's something you can use over and over again. But right now, I'm getting paid $25,000 for a sales campaign.
Wow.
And that's the low end. I'm the low end.
Right.
How thick is that?
Well, you're not the low end. Come on. You have.
Well, no. In my league, I'm the low end, though.
Okay. Because I'll go around and I'll tell my clients, okay, if you really want, I don't do a whole campaign, but I'll do like a sales letter or something like that. I'll charge $3,500, and then they'll just like, but my website was only
$2,000. Oh, I know. It's, yeah, you can't. You're right. You can definitely get some decent copy at a lesser price, but still $3,500. That's a chunk of change.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I had to charge for my time, and I feel like I do a pretty good job being self-taught, but, you know, I'm not in your league, obviously, so that's why we're calling you.
Thank you. I'm self-taught, too, Tony.
Right.
It just becomes, and so are a lot of these guys. John Carlton is, Dan Kennedy,
right.
Gary Halbert was. They really just studied what was working with other people, which is what I did, and there are... Actually, there's some tricks that you can do that I'll actually share with you if you like.
All right.
To really improve your copy, no matter what level you're at. But you can almost guarantee, sadly, that most of the people listening won't do them. But I'm going to tell them to you, and you can do what you want with it.
Okay.
Okay, one of the things that you can do is you can copy by hand a sales letter that's really good. And so, like, say something by John Carlton, by Gary Halbert, by me, or by Dan Kennedy, that's one of those long copy sales letters. Just copy it word for word 10 times. See, I know no one's going to do that, but I have students, and that's what I tell them to do who are copywriters already and they want to be better. It's like, okay, this is what you do. This is how you get better. So it takes time, and that's why a lot of people won't do it. But what happens is it unlocks your copywriting brain,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of like download the cadence of what these masters are doing, and you see like, okay, well, this is where I put in the call to action. Oh, this is where I poke that, that emotional button. So that's a really great way to get better fast, no matter, you know, whether you're a copywriter or an entrepreneur. It's going to work for you. So that's the one that I tell people to do. The other thing to do is to read the masters, the ones that have been around forever, like the old guys, the ones from the 60s and on, like John Caples, tested advertising methods. I'm just looking at my library right now.
Mm-hmm.
Breakthrough Advertising, that's my favorite, by Eugene Schwartz. The Joseph Sugarman books are good. Read Scientific Advertising. That was by Claude Hopkins, you know, close to 100 years ago, and it's still viable today. The thing is, here's what people don't get. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm having a little cold. What people don't get a lot of times is that the world changes with all our technology and the fast pace of life today, but we are still wired the same way as our caveman ancestors or cave people ancestors. So we really react to things emotionally. So we react the same way we did, 100, 200, 300, 400 years ago. We're still the same makeup. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So that's why this old stuff still works even today. And so it's a really good idea to make that a foundation of how you're learning advertising, marketing, and copywriting. It just is. It makes sense.
Right. So, that's some good advice. I mean, it seems like some of the best sales letters that I've ever read have just amazing, compelling stories that, I mean, I remember one, I think, from Dan Kennedy years and years ago about how his sister just basically, she followed in with what he was doing, and it saved her life as far as, her livelihood and everything. And I was just like, wow, what an incredible story. In fact, it's like 10 years later, and I still remember parts of it. So it's a sales letter.
It's funny. But you know what, Tony? Here's another secret. Stories are really what sets you apart, like your individual story, why you went into business, why you're having this radio show.
Sure.
Why people do what they do is really interesting to us. And so it does, because every canned sales letter, it starts to sound like the next and the next and the next, but when you add that story element to it, that's when it comes to life. And that's when, if you go to, you and I met at a speaking event, right, a live seminar.
Mm-hmm.
When you pay attention to somebody who's speaking, if you notice, people pay closer attention when they start to tell stories, because we get taken in.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I also went to a Mark Victor Hansen event called the Mega Speaker
Cool.
Mega Event, whatever it's called, and everybody started, all the professional speakers started with some amazing, compelling story. And basic is copywriters, you're doing the same thing, but you do it in print instead of in verbally, in words.
That's exactly right. And a lot of speakers write their speeches out, you know, I don't even separate copy from speaking that much, even though it's delivered in a different way.
Sure.
Like you said, it's still the way you use the words to get people to take action or to pay attention, whatever it is, you know, you're kind of the puppeteer when you understand how to use copy effectively.
Right.
So it's fun. It is to me anyway. Now, here's another thing. A lot of people hate to write, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I don't care, I'm going to hire a copywriter. I'll save up my pennies, whatever it takes. They hate to write. So one of the things you can do if you just despise writing is, besides, you should get over it, because if you're in information marketing or if you're an entrepreneur or whatever, you're always going to have to be doing some kind of writing for your business. But if it's so painful that you just can't sit down and do it, one of the things you can do is to record yourself and have it transcribed. Record yourself talking about your business, or have someone interview you, like you're interviewing me, and discuss why you got into business, what's the passion that you have about your business. Like one day you were in another business, most of us were, and then the next day you came to a decision to do what you do today. So what happened? Like with you, Tony, why are you doing what you're doing?
Oh, well, it's a life dream. It'd be a 30-minute story to tell you. I mean, as a 6-year-old child, I sat in front of the TV mimicking commercials, you know, because advertising has always compelled me. You know, call 1-800-NOW, you know, that was me. So,
right.
So, and we can go on and on from there. Like I said, it'd be a half-hour story. But ultimately, I've always loved the messenger, you know, as far as how do you communicate with people and get them to, you know, either fall in love or get out of the way or whatever it is with your product or service. And that's always been compelling to me. So it's...
That's really cool. For me, like, I never wanted to be a writer, really. I wanted to be an actress. And I was, like, probably 6 years old, too, and I saw I Dream of Jeannie, and I'm like, oh, she gets paid to do that? It's not a real Jeannie? I want to do that. So I always wanted to be an actress, but I've writing has come very easily for me, maybe because Ralph Waldo Emerson is my direct descendant, but I don't think so. But I've done writing. I was the editor of my yearbook, the editor of my newspaper. I studied journalism in college, so I do have a writing background. But copywriting is so different from, like, regular writing that it'll make your head spin. It's so informal and engaging and exciting, and you can break all the rules of English. I just love it. So I had no idea that I wanted to do copywriting because I didn't know it existed. I just knew you had, you know, writing like Uncle Ralph used to do, or,
right,
you know, you write a book or you write an essay or you write an article, but I didn't know that copywriting was a genre that you could actually do. And when I discovered it, it was like the light bulbs went off. I'm like, this is exactly cut out for me, because it's very rapport building and friendly. And like I said, you can't really make mistakes. You don't have an English teacher crossing out your bad mistakes.
And you mentioned earlier such a history of it. I mean, get on the internet and look for advertising print ads that are 100 years old, back whenever everybody was like at general stores. The print ads are so compelling. You know, it's amazing because they have to tell a story basically in their print ads. So
it's true. Storytelling, you should get really good at storytelling. And here's another, like, just a balancing act, just a warning. Sometimes people get over the top with their storytelling so much that they don't get to the offer until it's too late.
Yeah.
So it is a balancing act. You can't just indulge yourself that here's my novel that I'm going to slap on my sales page before my offer. You should be getting into your offer by the, you know, the third or fourth page at the earliest, if not sooner. So if you're going to tell a story, you want to keep it concise. Like, you did a good job, Tony. You said you would take 30 minutes and you just you gave me the nugget of how you got into what you're doing. So,
all right. Well, you said that we were talking a little bit about ad copy, obviously. Now, how important it is. How about changing just a few words? Now, can it really make a big difference in response rates and even monetarily?
Yeah, it really can. There's, let me think, I hope I don't blow this. There's a story, and if anyone listening knows this and I blow it, then you know what I'm talking about. There was a mailing done a few, I don't know how long ago, but a while back, and they accidentally put, as the headline, put music in your life. And then they're like, oh, that's, they mailed it out. They got whatever results they got. And then they're like, that's the wrong headline. Let's do this one, puts music in your life. And they mailed that one out, and they got an incredible response to the same list by changing a letter, one letter. And the reason why is because it made it effortless. Like, it's being put in your life for you. It's not, you don't have to do anything. And it's in the present tense. It's in the here and the now. So, again, I don't know the exact statistics of that, but that was, I thought, pretty impressive that one single letter made such a huge difference in response. But, you know, also think of Google AdWords, you know, mm-hmm. the words on the side. Everyone probably knows what those are. But,
no, they don't.
Well, they are paid advertising on the right-hand side of your column if you're doing a Google search. And those are, it's very tightly written copy, the ones that are listed at the top on the first page.
Sure.
So you can change. In fact, using Google, by the way, is a very good way to test your copy because they put a split test element in there, so you can actually write two ads, and they'll rotate them, and you can see which ad is doing better.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can adjust your copy as necessary. So.
And did you know that now you can tie that to Google's multivariable testing and tie it to your ad copy on your website?
Oh, my gosh, I can't keep up. No, I didn't know that.
Yes, they have multivariable web testing. It's called Webmaster Tools.
Okay.
And you can actually go in and set multiple copies of ad copy.
Wow.
In there, and it will show you the since they know when you're making a sale because of your code that you're putting in, they can actually show the actual one that makes the best sale.
Oh, gosh, as soon as we're off the phone, I'm going to go so play with my Google ad.
Yeah, I'll help you find that if you need help, but it takes
Thanks
a little digging.
You.
But
I probably will, actually.
Okay, well, what I want to do is take a quick break, and then when we come back, I want to get some insider techniques to get started.
Okay.
Deal. All right. We'll be right back right after these messages.